variety, culture, and class in America. Live from Long Island's Gold Coast, this is the Melissa Itell Duran Show on Breaking It Down Radio with co-host Frank McKay.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the Melissa Itell Duran Show. Frank McKay here with the Renaissance Woman. I'm just going to sum it all up like that. And some things to catch everyone up on. And we've been telling everyone to, of course, go to MelissaItellJuran.com. Check out the documentaries there. But also, the outlets. We always say go to, and we continue to say that, iHeartRadio.com, because it's so well known and it's such a great avenue. But also, go to Radio.com now. And you can hear all the shows on Radio.com, which is a big deal. And Spotify. Go to Spotify and hear. And I got a whole list of new outlets.
Wow.
It's over 50. It's unbelievable.
Oh my.
And there's outlets on here, and I want to be respectful, that I haven't heard of, like Swoot. But I mean, look, I don't know, you know. And if you're listening on Swoot, we appreciate you. That's for sure. But there's Young Radio, UK Radio, Radio UK. I'm sorry, which is they've got a great following. And they're there. And then radio.net. So radio.com and radio.net are both there. Procast, Podverse. Mm-hmm. And
wow.
I'm just giving a few. We'd be here all day if I read all. It's well over 50 at this point.
Podcast. Well, what is Radio UK?
I don't know, but it's they've got a lot
of listeners.
It's
not United Kingdom, is it?
Yeah. United Kingdom.
It is?
Yeah, which is great.
Wow.
So it's wonderful. Wow. And Altel and Nada, I guess that used to be none of the above. So Nada, Mixcloud, we've talked about. And terrific. A lot of outlets, and we appreciate all of them. Highcast, Good Pods. You know what it's showing? Mm-hmm. And first of all, welcome. Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
Doing well. And, I think one of the things, and we touched on it with Joe Rogan, and I don't know if we spoke about it off air or on air, but Joe Rogan is, he was an actor and is an actor and a comedian, but more importantly, he took like the lead in this whole podcasting business.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got 190 million downloads per month, that is. And he just signed a deal with Spotify, where we're on Spotify now, and we love Spotify, of course, right? And
no,
I, by the way, subscribe to it for music. I love Spotify. But Joe Rogan is now going to be exclusively on Spotify. And what he's done for the industry is maybe what Howard Stern did for Sirius XM and, you know, all of that. Well, Sirius originally, and people had to just go to Sirius and pay for their radio. And Howard Stern made, you know, I think like $150 million off of it. And kudos to him and congratulations to him. Don Buchwald, his manager, got to applaud all of that. But Joe Rogan has just basically did the same thing for podcasting, which is terrific. And we'll see if it's as successful as the Howard Stern move was there. Your thoughts on all of this? It's good stuff, right?
It's amazing, and I'm very grateful that we're on there. I mean, some of these outlets I haven't heard of, because I'm not that as well versed in it as you are and other people. But I just think it's amazing that we are reaching so many different venues.
Yeah, and you know, again, I don't know how well versed I am in it, and you know, it's. You get to listen to these different outlets, and it's great. Wherever you listening to podcasts, more power to you. I mean, whatever you're comfortable with doing it. But I love the fact that there's so much interest in, you know, certainly what we're doing. But I mean, you know, we're not in that universe yet. And, you know, let's see. Let's see where it goes from here. But, Melissa, it's a crazy world. We're in the middle of pandemic. And, again, MelissaItellJuran.com is a great place to go. And now go to, how about radio.com or radio.net and listen to all the shows that we've done, hundreds of shows that we've done together here on the Melissa Itell Juran Show. But we're opening up slowly here in New York, and some would say too slowly. How do you like the pace of play as far as opening up businesses in New York?
Well, it's like seeing the light. I 2 months ago, I thought, oh, this could, well, it could last. Conceivably, this could go on for months. This way of life could go on indefinitely. But I didn't see light at the end of the tunnel. Now I kind of do, but I think it's going to be drawn out a little bit longer. Nassau County, and I'm sure it's the Suffolk County, the county executives announced the entry of phase one, and there's a whole slew of things, construction, certain retail could come back, but not in full capacity. But that also signals that parks are open, not fully. I mean, you still have to social distance, and you can actually play tennis. There are rules, though. You can play singles, not doubles, and something about identifying whose set of balls. I mean, it's so ridiculous. You have to put your initials on the tennis balls, and you can't, let's say that somebody's tennis balls get into your court. You can't just throw them at the person because that can transmit the virus. And I, of course, I think you still have to play with the masks. I'm not sure.
How about gloves?
I did see
Do you
some,
have to wear gloves?
I did see some people playing the other day. They didn't have masks on. Yeah. And I don't know if they were not kicking the ball. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm sure they bent the rules somehow. But it was very encouraging to see that you could actually play tennis again.
That's
and you could
terrific.
Go on your public track and field and go on a run as long as you weren't too close to the next person. But of course, everything is on the condition of maintaining social distancing. So it's encouraging. I haven't seen all the stores reopen yet. Retail stores can reopen. They can give you curbside delivery. I don't know the extent of which you're allowed to come in, but you do have to have a mask. And this is interesting. I got an email from a neighborhood hair salon, one of the better ones, probably the more
high-end.
I would say upscale ones, and they had a list of rules governing their reopening. Now, people's temperatures, patrons' temperatures, would be taken outside, and you would call. Yeah, I guess they're going to use one of these contactless thermometers. And the staff would be only shifts of different staffs would be. So you wouldn't have the full staff. Maybe you'd have half the staff on call for each appointment, and that only one person at a time. And you would have to wear a mask always. And you would drive up or park or wherever and call before you got out of your car. So they would know to get everything ready, and everything would be have sanitized and whatnot. And of course, they put down a little caveat that because of the backed up costs, residual costs, and profit and lost over the last 2 months, certain prices would have to be adjusted.
Wow! Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So expect an astronomical bill by the time you're ready to check out.
Yeah, I what stands out to me in all of that is the fact that Missy, the hair cutter, may be taking my temperature, which is strange and
very strange.
Yeah, but anyway, look, it's progress. We're getting there. And what you said about the tennis balls, I guess I get it. You know, you can't just pick up a tennis ball and throw it back. You're sweating and you're passing it along. I get all of that. I mean, there's going to be new rules, and we're going to cringe when we hear some of the new rules. And, you know, marking your tennis, I get it. You know, kicking, by the way, kicking a tennis ball should be just as easy as throwing the tennis ball. But I would think that one should be wearing gloves while they're playing tennis, simply because of throwing the ball and handling the ball, and then the other person handling the ball. But I guess you could pass it along as a glove, too. I don't know. I mean, we're going to learn a lot as this goes on. But like you said, I can now see light at the end of the tunnel. And I don't know if I did a month ago or even 2 weeks ago. I don't know that I did. It's getting there, though. Again, Melissa, itelljuren.com to watch the wonderful documentaries, too. two wonderful documentaries on A Wonderful Lady, and everyone's got to check it out and binge listen to everything that we've been doing here. And again, we don't want to ignore iHeartRadio.com, but there's so many other places. A place called Castro, and I don't know if that's Fidel or Raul or whatever, but Castro, it's another place you can hear the shows. But there's a whole bunch, Player FM, and like I said, it's more than 50, and I'm under the impression that we're going to, by next week, we'll be on over 80, including mm-hmm. Pandora. Pandora, we're just waiting wow. on approval for Pandora, but so many other places that mm-hmm. you could listen to this show, and we're very appreciative to everyone listening, of course, but you know, to the outlets as well, and where you choose to listen is your call, and we just appreciate you listening, that's for sure. But Melissa Eitel joined here with me, Frank McKay. Yeah, and so look, we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel. We see things a little clearer now, hopefully. And again, I don't want to throw cold water on it, but hopefully we don't pull back and say, whoa, we just infected a whole bunch of other people and now we got a second wave. Hopefully that doesn't right. happen. And I guess that's what the fear is, correct?
Yes, that's the fear. What happens if people start mingling and they forget their social distancing protocol and their masks? And now here's a new one in New York City, which has been the last stronghold of any of not even considering any measures to reopen, of holding back because of all kinds of things, as it's been the epicenter practically of this pandemic. Yeah, there's talk now of restaurants reopening and allowing people to sit outdoors.
Oh, wow.
That's a new one. Yeah. That's a new one. Now, I know they say that the risk of the disease is much less if you're outdoors. If you're you're more likely to catch it indoors than outdoors, but still, I don't know. If you've got people there who slip and just say, oh, you know, I forgot my mask, or they take off the mask while they're eating. I mean, because you can't eat with the mask on unless you're going to lift the mask open. I don't know. You know, lift it up. This is going to be very bizarre.
Little
this
slits,
really is.
Little slits in the mask.
Oh, God.
I saw that somebody invented a mask with a drinking hole, you know, for a straw. I saw that. I thought that was clever. Mm-hmm. And then you close it back up once you're done sipping and you don't have to take out the mask. But
what will they think of next?
Yeah. Well, they'll come up with something. Well, food, you know, like one big enough to eat food, and then you put the flap back on, maybe something like that. I mean, mm-hmm. but you're right. Yeah. Look, it's progress. And if that dopey mayor of ours, de Blasio, is opening up a little bit, it's good news.
Boy.
I don't have an awful lot of faith in Mayor de Blasio, to be honest with you. And
who does?
Yeah. Well, people voted for him, I guess. I mean, he got reelected. He's term limited. So, I mean, something happened and people voted for him. I wouldn't have.
Well, yeah. There wasn't much of a turnout. So I guess, you know.
Well, what's to say? What about the battles going on between Andrew Cuomo and President Trump, governor versus president? Are they getting any better? Are they getting uglier? Or is it just are both of them being a little minimized because the pandemic seems to be getting under control a little more?
Between the president and Governor Cuomo, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. Although the governor did make a trip to Washington this past week, and in his public statement, he was just going, you know, just going ballistic on the federal government, and saying, you know, don't trash New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Governor Murphy and the other guy from Connecticut, and we're trying to do this, and we're working against. We're working against hell on earth, and we're the hardest hit states, and you know, and you're just, you know, it's equivalent to what if you recall in New York City history when the city practically went bankrupt in about 45 years ago, and then it was at the it was just before the election of Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford was going to. Yes, he told. I don't know if he told the mayor at the time, Mayor Beam,
yeah.
drop dead New York. I don't know if he said it in those words, but the New York Daily News took liberty to say, Ford to city, drop dead.
Yeah.
So that really put a stake in the almost it put the let's just put it this way, it put the nail in the coffin, I think, for Ford's reelection.
Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't a reelection, for his election.
Election, right. He was appointed.
Yeah.
Or he was,
right.
You know, he inherited the position. Right. That, I remember that. I don't know that he actually said drop dead, but.
No, yeah, he didn't. But the Daily News took the words out of context and, you know, and made it sound as though he told Abe Beame. And I can imagine the phone call, Mr. Mayor Beame, drop dead.
Yeah, but journalism at its best, right? I mean,
oh,
the Daily News just decided, let's put words in the president's mouth. But, hey, look, it's going to be a battle every step of the way, but at least now we're getting some encouraging thoughts. And I don't think the spike has gone up the way we thought it would. We hit 100,000 deaths, which, again, one, and I know it becomes cliche, but one death is too many. If it's yours, if it's your friend, it's your loved one, your child, God forbid, your parent, it is an absolute disaster if it's one. But the fact that it's 100,000 people, and it could be a lot more, it's encouraging. I mean, this is more death, and again, let me just put it in perspective, than we saw in Vietnam and Korea. I think together, the two of them put together, we now have more folks died from coronavirus than those two wars together, which is alarming. But again, it could have been worse, and hopefully we don't see it get to I don't know what the number is, what the realistic number is. But again, Melissa, iTellJuran.com is a great place to go. Your thoughts? I mean, is there an acceptable number, and is it almost barbaric to say that there's an acceptable number? What do you think the American public would stomach around election time if we have how many dead could they accept before they? Before they completely turned on the federal government and just put anybody waiting in the wings, Joe Biden in the wings, just ushered him in there. Is there a number in your head, and does it coincide with the election of the president? Will he be blamed for, and his administration be blamed, if it's an outrageous number?
Well, it just certainly does have a do or die effect on the president's reelection. I mean, and he was, things were doing so well in the economy, despite the impeachment, which he was able to outlast, which his attorneys were able to get him out of. They were able to I don't know, prove his innocence, but at least they were able to dispel the charges. And then this hit, and it just, I think it just. Well, it took everybody by storm, and it just sunk us in many ways. And his crowning moment, his crown jewel, has been the economy all along, and now look where we are with this. I'm going to call it a self-imposed or self-prophesizing, almost depression. I mean, we're on the brink. I mean, if things get worse and this economy doesn't pick up, it could seriously impact his re-election chances, and he knows it. And there are people who are disgusted, really, with the way in which this was all handled. I mean, in New York, for example, if things had been done a little bit faster, and I've been saying that for a long time, and you've said that too, and imagine how many people could have been saved. Maybe the death count would have been down. Instead, we had all kinds of mixed messages from none other than Mayor de Blasio and even Governor Cuomo, who was slow to close the schools, and then said, okay, afterwards, let's put all the infected people in nursing homes. And what about the elderly? I mean, they're the ones they're going to get it right away. They're the number one recipients of this because of their age and their immunity. And for, you know, plus their families can't even know what's going on. They're not allowed near there. I mean, and then he doesn't. The thing that really, the real sinker is, he doesn't even take responsibility for that. He starts, you know, shifting blame to the Trump administration. Well, because of them, that's what happened, and that's never going to happen again. He never says he's sorry. I mean, and then the president saying, oh, it's disputing a lot of, contradicting a lot of things, while his so-called science staff, his science advisors, Birx and Fauci are standing there, and I mean, it's just the whole thing was mishandled. It's been a disaster. And if you look at the way other countries have been able to mitigate this, then it makes you wonder. Well, we're not too smart.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. You bring up good points there, and I think. Now a lot of people are starting to turn on, and we're just about out of time. We'll continue with our next show. But, a lot of people are starting to question some of the things about Andrew Cuomo and Governor Cuomo, and saying, yeah, what about these nursing homes? And it's a lot of people. A lot of people passed away. And, again, we'll jump into it, you know, on the other side here. But, Melissa, thank you very much. For everything, and congratulations. You're being heard, and we're being heard on a lot of different avenues, and we appreciate all those folks listening.
We do. We're terrific. Terrific.
And to everyone out there, please binge listen to everything we're doing, and go to radio.com. That's a big, big deal. UK radio, Radio UK, I'm sorry. That's a good spot. And Spotify. Spotify is fantastic. And of course, go to iHeartRadio.com and so many other places to listen to everything that we've been doing here. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on the Melissa Itell Jern Show.
You've been listening to Melissa Itell Jern and co-host Frank McKay on Breaking It Down Radio.